Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. We're early today. You didn't time it right. But it's okay because we got so much to do. It gave us an extra minute. And we got Hollis Thomas in the house. How you doing, my brother?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, do we have some good stuff to talk to Hollis about today?
Yes.
Aren't you dying to get Hollis's take, Al, on what's going on with Kate Smith? I would like to hear his thoughts.
I'd rather have McNabb.
All right, well, that's the other one. The other one is McNabb. He's got plenty on McNabb. Remember, he played with McNabb.
Yeah.
There have been indications in the past with Hollis Thomas that he wasn't a huge fan of McNabb. Mm-hmm. How does he feel about the latest situation with Carson Wentz? We got that today. We got amazing guests today. My God. We got Howard Eskin, 7 o'clock, Al. Very controversial. John Kincaid, 8 o'clock, extremely controversial. And Chris Carlin, 9 o'clock, a shock jock from New York.
He's not a shock
jock. Don't ruin my setup here. Don't ruin my setup, Al.
He'll kill you.
And on the fly, whenever we can snag him, we're getting our baseball guy, Todd Zalecki. Because we got trouble in Philly land. Mm-mm. Wow. Was anybody watching that game last night?
Well, the problem is it didn't start till 8:45.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a damn rain in New York. Yep. You know, I guess that's the only way they keep New York clean. Every once in a while it rains.
Yeah.
Get some of that slime.
A little bit.
God, I hate New York. Anyway, bottom line is, Al, Bryce Harper got thrown out of the game.
Woo.
Yeah.
And he may even get suspended.
Yeah. Why does that ump come off looking pretty weak?
There we go. Rhea, you took me right to my start.
I may have to say that he got accidentally pushed into me, but I'll let Major League Baseball look at it.
All right. Rhea, now, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, even though Joe Conklin is here today with a great, great new Joel Embiid song, apparently now Rhea's doing voices, too.
She sounded just like him, though.
Sounds like a hillbilly. Anyway, I guess so. Bottom line is, let's start with Mark Carlson. Can we start with him, Al? Because that guy was awful last night behind the plate. Arguments?
None whatsoever.
Not hearing any.
Not hearing anything. He didn't know what the strike zone was.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He wasn't even close. And what you're about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely brilliant color commentary right here on 94 WIP by Kevin Franzen. Al, Kevin and Scott Fransky are doing a game.
Yeah.
And you can sense that trouble's coming, all right? Fourth inning, Harper's at the plate. Al, the second strike called on Harper was nowhere near the strike zone. Nowhere near. And Franzen picked it up immediately. This is what set the whole thing into motion.
2-1. And he takes. Ooh, that's a strike called. No. Harper didn't like it. I didn't like it. So that matters. Not to Mark Carlson, it doesn't. Mark sucks.
All right.
Wow.
Hold on. I want you to know exactly what he said so there can be absolutely no confusion. Kevin Franzen, color commentator for the Phillies, said Mark Carlson sucks.
Oh, my God.
Al, there's no misinterpretation to that.
No.
And he's right.
Wow, I was about to say I miss L.A. on a game like last night, but that's fantastic.
Let me tell you, Rhea, Franzen was a superstar last night. So now, this is amazing. So now Cesar Hernandez comes out.
Oh, my God.
And remember, this guy, Al, he had missed pitches both ways.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know what the strike zone was.
He's had a bad night.
And the thing was, Al, it appeared that this guy had an attitude while he was doing it. And Franzen here will give you a little background into what kind of a horse's ass Mark Carlson is as Hernandez gets called on a ridiculous strike and then Harper gets heaved. Listen.
The 1-1. Called strike. And Cesar looks back.
See, he threw someone out.
Oh, and Mark Carlson, I think he just ejected Bryce Harper. Harper now comes out of the dugout, and he's coming after Mark Carlson. Gabe Kapler is in Carlson's face, and now Harper coming over. Gabe Kapler pushes him back. Dusty Wathan coming over to get him out of there. Same with Rob Thompson. Kapler is furious right now with Carlson, and it's nose-to-nose with the home plate umpire.
Well, after Bryce struck out, he said a couple things, and Carlson took a few steps. Being around that guy enough, he has rabbit ears all the time, and if anyone has a complaint, he's going in a dugout. No one came here to see him, but he thinks so.
Kevin Francis laid him out.
Can I just say
that is great stuff by Francis?
Scott Fransky's description of what was going on was spectacular.
No, Fransky is a superstar every night. Franzen last night established that he is great too. And you know what? I'm starting to think that Scott Fransky makes everybody even better than they are because he's so good. But Franzen, they should change those names a little. Franzen should be applauded for his honesty in assessing the work of Mark Carlson. Now, when we started, I realized that we actually had Mark Carlson here. So, Mark, if you got a second here. Mark, the fact that during the melee that Harper pushed Gabe into Carlson, into you, do you think that will get him suspended?
I think he did, but, I'm going to let Major League Baseball handle that.
We just doing voices. I love it. Anyway, bottom line, Al, it got much worse. What I'm giving you right now is only the beginning of the story, not the end of the story. After the game, and this guy's in my crosshairs too, Al, Jake Arrieta. All right? Jake Arrieta was really unhappy.
Yeah.
He didn't like the energy of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I watched him pitch, and I didn't particularly care for his energy either.
I didn't care for the four runs.
Three of them were earned. Yeah. He gave up seven hits in six innings, and now he wasn't that good, right?
That wasn't great, no.
Is he in a position to tell everybody else how bad they were? Well, doesn't he need to be better before he can start criticizing everybody else?
I don't have a problem with him last night.
You don't?
Or Harper getting thrown out.
Wow. All right.
I liked it. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the fact that they both recognized they had a flat team.
Right.
And Harper come running, and he got tossed. But you know what? I'll take the energy. Take the energy.
Al Morgani, that's our first.
No,
Al wanting more energy.
Well, I mean, if you both say the team's flat,
right?
And you
don't even know what that means.
Well, did you see the dugout during the altercation? They're just sitting. Right. They're just standing there.
But why?
I don't know because it's a rain delay. They haven't had a day off.
Can I be honest with you? And again, I'm not drawing any conclusions here. Ava Graham came in today. She was with them in Colorado. And she's seemed flat all morning. And I think it might have something to do, Al, with being in Colorado.
You may have solved the case.
No, all I did right there is breathe. You drew your own conclusion. Hollis.
I just work here.
Anyway, so Arrieta came out,
and then he
decided to start criticizing people. And the first criticism was okay because it was general.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's what he said about the demeanor of the Phillies.
We were flat from start to finish. 2-hour delay, it doesn't matter. We have to be ready to play. We weren't, and it showed.
All right, that's okay, Al.
Yeah.
He went after everybody that, as long as you don't name names, right? Then he named names. And he named a name you probably should never name, and that's Bryce Harper.
The Golden Boy.
And here's what he said about Harper getting ejected.
Well, it's troubling, yeah. I'm out there doing everything I can to win a game. I need my guys behind me, and they weren't.
Hollis?
I didn't like that part. When you say your guy's not behind you, you act like you didn't do anything wrong. Like, unless you play perfect, you don't have the right to say that. We messed up. We didn't do enough to win. We came out flat. Don't just act like you was the only one just hype. You got toasted a couple of times.
I mean, can a bit of a martyr syndrome right there.
Exactly. You know, I got to say this because it's been bubbling up for a year now. Yeah. Arrieta's a jerk.
Big time.
Arrieta's always been a jerk. Arrieta was a jerk before he got here.
Ask Scott Kingery.
When they gave, he threw him under the bus.
Throttled
right?
him.
Yeah. He went after the manager. Yeah. No, Arrieta has not pitched so well that he can be the judge of everybody else.
Exactly.
He's not that good that he can tell everybody else what they're doing wrong.
Correct.
And he took another little shot here at Harper. Here's what else he said.
We need him in right field. I don't care how bad the umpire is. He wasn't great for either side. I'm out there trying to make pitches. He misses some calls. So what? We need him out there.
Wow. Mm. This is pretty strong. Al, you go on. I don't think it's ever a good idea to go after Harper. Harper is already the leader of the team.
I think he should have given him a pass because they needed. He said on the one hand, we needed energy. Then right. Harper gave him. But. I was upset last year with Kingery.
Right.
My suspicion is he talked to Harper.
No, he did not.
I don't know. You don't think so?
You think he said to Harper,
I think they had
going to rip you
publicly. No. I think Harper might have said something to him.
Yeah, because after Harper was pretty the one thing I will say is Harper was quite softly saying, you know, I can't get tossed there.
No,
yeah.
I've got his card.
Yeah.
And he's incredibly classy about it.
Yeah. So I got to think.
No, I don't think, Al, I think he's going to be less classy when he finds out that loudmouth Arrieta was dissing him publicly.
At least he didn't choke him in the dugout.
First of all, if they had a conversation after the game, there was no need then for Arrieta to make a public display of his unhappiness with Harper.
It should have been
no reason for it.
It should have been more we than singling out everybody else and talking about, like, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't throw a no-hitter, did
No.
He?
No, he did. That's the point.
See, unless you're perfect, we messed up. We didn't do enough to win. You know, it's a team. It's no I in team.
100% right, Hollis. That's the biggest problem here. You can't act like you are a man of virtue when you also were part of the problem.
Well, pretty much. That's what.
Harper, however, this guy, everything he does right. By the way, let me make this clear. I have no problem with Harper doing what he did.
No.
Right. I have no problem with all of them getting thrown out because Mark Carlson should be suspended and fined for not doing his job at all last night. He sucked. And the guy who performed most poorly in that game last night was the umpire, Mark Carlson. But they never, ever get punished nothing bad ever happened to him when he doesn't know a damn strike. He's the biggest problem.
I would pay lots of money to find out exactly what Gabe Kapler said to him.
You know what? Gabe did not get heaved, though. Well, yeah. He did not get thrown out.
Because Carlson knew he was
Carlson
stumped.
Carlson said this about Harper. He said that the language was bad, and I'll bet the language was pretty bad at some of the living rooms in Philadelphia last night, too.
Horrible.
The language was bad, and Harper got personal, which I'm assuming means that he cited Carlson's record of being a horse bleep.
Is there an official record?
There may be some record of that. But anyway, Harper handled it as well as you could ever imagine when he said this.
It just can't happen. You know, a game like that against the Mets, division rival, things like that, just can't happen. You know, for me, myself, and this team as well. We're a better team than me in the lineup, and, you know, I got to stay in there.
You know what? Here's the thing. I have a very refined sense of justice. And that guy was so bad last night. I don't think anybody was going to be able to perform to their game when no one knew what the strike zone was.
Yeah.
Arrieta threw one ball out right down the middle. Dead center. Ball.
And?
Ball sailing a foot over the head of these guys. Strike.
I got up and cleaned my TV screen. Twice.
What'd you do?
Got up and cleaned my TV screen. The strike, the Arrieta strike. I got to clean my TV screen because I had to be blind or I had to be something on the screen.
So you're watching
the game. Impairing me.
I'm assuming you have a large screen.
Yeah, 70-inch.
70-inch. Yeah. And you got a towel out?
Yeah, I grabbed the it's a towel that comes with the TV and some spray that you spray on the TV.
And spritz the actual
I had
right near where the balls and strike zone?
Right near the strike zone. Because I had to be blind.
Hollis Thomas spritzed his own TV screen.
I got out
he couldn't believe those balls were being called the way they were.
I hadn't thought of that.
I got a magnifying glass and everything. Right. I was like, man.
Anyway, who is watching? I'd like your reaction. I love when we get angry, and this is a great day to do that. Because we also have something else coming up tonight, Al, that I think is going to develop into a pretty emotional situation. The return here of Jared Dudley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That should be a ton of fun. We got the Kate Smith thing going. We got Donovan McNabb trying to clarify his original thoughts not making it any better. And I got an opportunity that you will never get again in your lifetime. Here's what our grand prize is for today's show. A family four-pack of lower-level tickets to Sunday's game, Phillies-Miami. It is the Fanatics' birthday.
Oh, yes.
All kids 14 and under will get a Citizens Bank Fanatic hooded towel. The grant. Now, here's what we're giving away today. The person that wins today's contest, we are really asking, if possible, that you have someone you could take between the ages of 8 and 14 on Sunday. Because this person, he or she, will join other kids on the field for the pregame Citizens Bank Fanatic birthday celebration.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
The winner also gets a special T-shirt, a Fanatic solar bobble, a Fanatic dangle hat, and we'll be able to watch the magic show from the field and sing happy birthday to the Fanatic at the birthday party. This is a day that your kid between 8 and 14 will never forget. And the child will get to see the Fanatic receipt his special birthday cake from Giant Food Stores. You get all of this if you can win our contest. And now we were thinking of different ways to do this, and I guess because I tend to go negative a little bit.
All right.
Who could you invite to that party who would be a true party pooper? Who could you bring to that party that would ruin the joy of that day? All right. Take everything into consideration, Al. Who would make that party not as much fun? Who would detract?
I know.
No, you can't say it. There are a lot of good ones. Who would like that opportunity? Al, whoever gets that chance.
We're looking
for party poopers. And the reason I'm doing this, it's a service I'm providing to the Phillies. Because they will now have a list, a band list of people that they will not allow to the party based on what we do here today. So please jump on board and feel totally free earlier this show to rip apart the blind umpire behind home plate, Mark Carlson, who was pitiful last night and caused us to lose the $335 million man, Bryce Harper. 888-729-9494, pound 9495. Your AT&T Verizon cell phone, WIP Sports Time, 668.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.